Good morning, guys. It's your girl, Black Diamond. Join me for a Black Diamond experience. Hope all is well out there, girls. Tell everyone good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, that's a good morning from the Chickaboos. And hey, we're just enjoying our Saturday. Hope all is well out there. Safe, blessed. Oh, man. It felt good getting out yesterday with the girls, doing a little exercise out by the water, you know. And guys, hey, not for nothing, guys, you know, now that we're trying to go into the phase two, you know, whatever, if there is some type of secluded area you can do or in your backyard or, you know, a nearby riverbank or walkway or something like that where you can try to get some exercise, grill your grill or food or whatever, you know, to keep us, you know, still doing the social distance thing. Because at the end of the day, not for nothing, I'm trying to be very, very precautious when it comes to keeping the girls safe. We over here working on a lot of new projects. And I set up a few GoFundMes, guys, that you can check out. The campaign is Black Diamond, BlackDimond 2020. And your girl's on the ball over here. However I got to do it, you know, I'm going to stay on the grind. I'm going to stay motivated. And I'm going to keep brightening my horizons and doing everything that I can do to daily work from home and try to, you know, inspire the girls as well. Because right now, phase one, phase two, I'm not getting back out there in the world just like that. You know what I'm saying? Too many people died up here in New York for us to just go on about our little daily festivities. I know everybody is ready to get out there and get overwhelmed, but too many people died for me to just jump out there like that. So I want to see, take it easy this summer to see what's exactly going to be what. But I mean, we'll still move around and do things that we need to do, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying, in a timely manner, still doing essential things and, you know, getting back to safety, because overcrowded places and all this and that, and everybody's not wearing a mask, that's still very unsafe. So, you know, guys, not for nothing, just want to give y'all some love and encouragement this morning, some inspiration, some hope. You know, we had a big riot in New York for the last couple nights or whatever, due to the murder of, you know, Floyd George. And, you know, as my culture, we're naturally angry. It's up by nature. So, you know what I'm saying? Seeing our people get hurt, you know, in any form, you know what I'm saying? The ones that are upright and stand up people, yes, we're going to become angry. Yes, it bothers us. And it's been a whole lot of controversy going back and forth on, hold on, guys. Had to take a good cup of sip of that coffee. All my coffee lovers out there, good morning. Put some Black Diamond in that cup. Yeah, but anyway, guys, like I was saying, there's been a lot of controversy with the, you know, racism thing and the black on white thing and all this and that. And I really look at it as, you know, if you are a racist person, that's your choice. But to be upright, mean, and evil, that's just a demonic spirit. You know what I'm saying? And anybody that just, you know, take their authority too far or take their position too far or just take their anger too far to kill, then you deserve to be punished, you know? Capital punishment. Excuse me, guys. I had to take another cup and sip that coffee. Gotta have that coffee in the morning, Saturday morning, baby. Hey. But anyway, guys, I just want to wish everyone well. There's nothing wrong with us protesting our feelings for, you know, whatever we want to stand up for. For our rights, our voting rights, murder, whatever we're going to stand up for. But, you know, we don't want to be trying to harm officers that are good officers, that are good stand-up people, that are really out here protecting the people. Because every officer is not bad. You know what I'm saying? So I don't judge all officers. This is Black Diamond speaking. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of these officers out here in the United States have saved my life. I've been in some relationships with some very, very violent men. And, you know, I made it out. And a lot of times, you know, even officers had to get involved to, you know, help. Or if I was in danger or if something was going on. You know, I had some good officers come through. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, we still got to stay focused on what the real problem is. You have some angry, racist people in this world, uniform and ununiform, okay? That is just the way of life. Yes, we do need more done. Yes, we do have to do more stand up, this and that. And you know, if protesting is the way that we get heard, at least we do have the right in this country to protest our feelings. I really do appreciate having that right. You know, I just don't want to see more people getting hurt, more officers, you know, retaliating to kill more. You know, like I don't want to see all that. But hey, we can voice our opinion all day, and that's the fight that we can give. You know what I'm saying? That's the best fight that we can give. Sign the petitions, and voice our voice. You know, and not for nothing, guys. I have a lot of Caucasian friends, Asian friends, Ecuador, Guyana, you know, all nationalities are friends and associates, you understand? And at the end of the day, you got some people, they don't see race. They see another human being that's loving and caring and a law-abiding citizen and, you know, trying to have something in life and trying to build wealth for their children's future. You got a lot of us out here like that, you know what I'm saying? But when we do see racism or, you know, just anything unlawfully to a human being, it uproars us, you know. It uproars us wherever it is, you know. And it's a lot of Floyd Georges out there, you understand. And all we can do is keep fighting. Just don't get hurt, people. Now, in the midst of all of that that's going on, guys, like I said, me and the girls is on the ball over here. Doing what we got to do, and took them out yesterday, let them get a little breeze, a little air, went and got our little Friday cheese pizza, a few snacks, you know, doing our little girly thing. You know, they want to watch TikTok and YouTube for the rest of the day, but the girls have started their YouTube channel called the Brooklyn and London TV, and what we're doing, we're trying to build everything up so they can get into themselves, because from building tree houses to making slime to TikToking to all kind of stuff, they are some very creative, awesome little girls. And I want to not be all into just myself. I'm into my children as well, supporting them so they can have a better future after me. Understand me, the future is about our children. You know, we want to protect, we want to shield, and, you know, make sure that they know the way of life. You know what I'm saying? Obey the law. You know what I'm saying? Do the right things. You know what I'm saying? Because it seems that, you know, hey, death, destruction, It's all the world has to offer when you just not trying to be a part of the positive vibes. But anyway, guys, I just want you guys to know that the Black Diamond was thinking of you guys. And I want everybody to stay safe, be well, wear your mask, guys. I know you feel great. The weather feels great. The water is breezing and blowing. The crab legs are juicy. You know what I'm saying? But we want to be safe, guys. We want to play it safe because we don't know how this second round of coronavirus is coming around. And it's a lot of people out here in America that don't get vaccinated for nothing. You understand? So be safe, guys. Be safe, be safe, be safe. Steady, take your immune boosters, whatever you need for your health to continue to fight off any type of disease, infection, or cold. You know, make sure you're getting your leafy greens, your liquid greens, however you want to get the greens. Infuse your body with whatever you need to keep your energy going. Because good energy and good mind thoughts, it all makes you feel so good inside. Like, I be over-energized sometimes. I be feeling so great. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, I thank God for the ones that are in my corner, my support team. You know, that's good too, having a little support team. Your support team don't have to be that big. You know what I'm saying? Whatever your support team may be. You know what I'm saying? Some people may have only one or two people that they talk to in the whole wide world. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you have to love you too as well. So, excuse me, guys. I had to take another sip of that coffee. But not for nothing, you know. Loving yourself is so much more than waiting around for somebody else to love you. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm loving me more, learning what can I do to keep my daughter safe. You know what I'm saying? Because with knowing that the children in America was exposed to this deadly disease, COVID-19, it distraught me, you know. And I'm not going to say that, you know, I was just sitting up here nonchalant, didn't care. I was scared out my wits up here in New York. I didn't know what to do. And I know I was not going back down south. So I said, I'm going to fight with the New Yorkers. And that's what I did. I stood, I fight, I boiled my ginger. The kids are getting their vitamins. The kids already had their physicals and vaccines done for the year before the shutdown. And I was just sitting here thinking like, Lord, I just thank you for everything that you've done and for everything that you're going to do. And I just want to continue to let the people know that you are all in my thoughts and prayers. Because anything that happened to the people, from the people dying of COV, from the people dying from the hands of racism and violence, from the women dying of domestic violence and violent men hand, black or white, you know what I'm saying? It all bothers me. You understand? And you all are in my thoughts and prayers. Everybody is dealing with some kind of pain. I was blogging with a few angry people on yesterday, and I mean, woo, they was coming out of woodworks with all kind of things to say. I mean, you know, really, when I get to blogging, I try not to make my opinions too steep, because we as the media can get a little too steep with trying to state our opinions. But it was people on there saying all kind of stuff, that the girl should be arrested, that, you know, that had recorded Floyd George's situation. And I said, you know what, the hearts of these people, regardless, ain't no woman about to go jump on no officers for what, for us to get kneeled down or shot at? I'm glad she brought the camera out. Salute to you, you know, young black woman, you know, for being so brave and courage. Because if you all shocked and shaking and like, this man is screaming and crying out for his family, like, I wouldn't want nobody to let nobody get away with that, doing that to me either. Period. You understand me? But not for nothing. I mean, they were just coming, oh, well, we didn't protest when this person did this to that person and this and this and this and that. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it takes certain situations to shake this earth. You know what I'm saying? Everything don't shake the earth. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, guys, not for nothing. We got to stay focused, stay encouraged, and do what we got to do. And I want you guys to have a beautiful Saturday and know that the Black Diamond loves you. And whatever you got to do to keep your spirit up, keep yourself motivated, do just that. Do just that. There's nothing wrong with being a helping hand, a lending hand, or, you know, doing what you got to do for the people. But make sure you're doing what you got to do for you and yours, your household, your health. Because, you know, not for nothing, I never seen two bodies in one casket, but we all gonna leave this world alone at the end of the day, and we wanna make sure we're leaving right. We wanna leave with a good name, you know what I'm saying? We wanna leave with some good memories. Yes, ain't nothing like that last sip of that good cup of coffee. But yeah, guys, it was nice having a cup of coffee with you this morning for the morning ends. I want all of you guys to be blessed. Enjoy your weekend. Until next time, the Black Diamond loves you.